Do you know Burt Reynolds?
You know where he lives?
Do I know where he lives? I'll tell you what I do, Alvin. I will take you down there. He lives right down here in Jupiter, Florida. And he raises these horses. And you and him, see, he can go on one horse, and
you get on the other horse. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
I should tell you right at the top of the show that I am not a sick comic. I have a slight post-nasal drip, and that's about the size of it. The reason I say that is that today in nightclubs, for the most part, you will see young men come out on the nightclub floor, apparently for the express purpose of releasing all of their hostilities and anxieties. And believe me, gang, I don't have to come out onto a nightclub floor to release my hostilities and anxieties. I bought a home for that. By the same token, I realize it's not fair of me, you know, to come home to the wife and kids and take out all of my inner tumult upon the wife and kids, and I came up with a very simple solution. Really, a marvelously simple solution. I discovered that if I came home from work and sat down and relaxed, had one or two martinis, you know, and had dinner, say, at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, it relaxed me and I unwound and I, you know, this is what I started to do. I would come home from work, I'd sit down, I'd have three or four martinis, I'd have dinner, say, at 10 o'clock, and I started to feel like a new man. A new man. My friends would meet me in the street and say, Pat, you look great. What have you been doing? I say, look, I found a new way of life. I come home from work. I slip into a bathrobe and slippers. I have six or seven martinis. I watch a little television, maybe the late show, and at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I have dinner, and I say this to anybody in this audience tonight who's got a job that fills you full of frustration and anxieties, take my advice. When you come home from work, have 12 martinis. Don't bother with dinner. It's only going to sober you up. Now, I know what I'm talking about, gang. I get up in the morning and I have 17 straight belts of scotch. I don't wait like I'm home from work. I don't go to work anymore. I don't have a job anymore. But I'll tell you this. It taught me how to relax. You come over to my house any hour of the day or night and you will see me for blunget in the kitchen floor. But relax. Talking about relaxing. When I am through here at the Blue Angel, I go down to Miami, and I look forward, believe me, I look forward to going to Miami, as does my wife, Margie. We've gone down there now 3 years in a row. And the reason I do is because Miami, let's face it, truly, it is the greatest relaxing town this country. It's the greatest relaxing town in the world. Where else in the world except in Miami would you see a 1967 Cadillac? Pull up to the Fontainebleau Hotel, and a middle-aged woman, dripping in furs, bluing in her hair, very noble in bearing, get out of this Cadillac and walk into the hotel up to the desk clerk and say, in ringing, resonant, self-possessed tones, "I want you to get 6 or 7 of your biggest bellhops. I want you to send them to the Cadillac parked outside the hotel. You couldn't miss it. It's fuchsia. Tell them they'll look in the back seat and they'll see Manhattan. Also, you couldn't miss him. He's wearing a pea cap with a Perry Como's feather. And cradled in the arm a 6-pack Metrical. Tell him they'll pick him up and they'll carry him in the hotel. You got that snip to it. So the guy sends the 7 biggest bellhops out to the Cadillac. They spot the guy. They pick him up. They carry him into the hotel. And as they're passing the desk clerk leans over and says to the woman, What's the matter, my dear? Can he walk? She says, yes, but thanks God it doesn't have to.
Gonna cause a lot of damage. Utilize our heritage at the feeder canal. Chuck a rock in a lock and broil with the charcoal grill.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And it's time for us to move on to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Actually, before I do that, I'm going to remind you, not just about your future. Well, it is about your future. I'm going to remind you that here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up on August the 3rd, Chris from Strike the Box is going to be filling in for us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's going to be fun. It always is when he's here. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I hope you will be too. And now it's time to remind you about your future and tell you to go to feedthepig.org. Think about your future. Go to feedthepig.org. That's what I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to say here, people. The initial radio obituary. No, I'm doing this one. The initial radio obituary is for João Gilberto. The Brazilian singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He was a pioneer of the bossa nova genre of music in the late 1950s and frequently called the father of bossa nova. He just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary for João Gilberto. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Meia luz, não é noite nem é dia. Guardas dor e alegria no teu pequeno salão. Todo amor que nasce em teu ambiente é um fruto sem semente que tem pouca duração. Dois destinados a sofrer que buscam na dança o prazer que a vida lhes tirou. No teu seio não se vê a sinceridade, só se encontra a falsidade daqueles que o mundo enganou.
every time that I phone. Buzz is the longest talker I ever known. Buzz, buzz, I've been trying hard to reach him all day. Buzz, when I get him I forget what to say. Should I call the operator? Is the number that he gave me my own? Buzz, buzz, I've been sitting here and dining all day. Buzz, got to get him and there must be a way. Buzz, buzz, if you heard the way he begged me to call. Buzz, you could never understand it at all. When I met him he was quiet, but now he learned to talk. Buzz, buzz, think I'm going to give up. Can't stand it anymore. Buzz, buzz, I've decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can't believe it. Wait till I say hello. Decided that this romance is true. Can it be true that it is ringing? I can believe it. Wait till I say hello.
Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Se sabe que muda o tempo, sabe que o tempo vira, aí o tempo virou. Maurino que é de aguentar, aguentou. Dada que é de labuta, labutou. Zeca esse nem falou. Era só jogar a rede, puxar a rede. Só jogar a rede, puxar a rede. Só jogar a rede, puxar a... Maurino, Dada e Zeca embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Se sabe que muda o tempo, sabe que o tempo vira, ai, o tempo virou. Maurino quer de aguenta, aguento. Dada quer de labuta, labuto. Zeca esse nem falou. Era só jogar a rede e puxar a rede. Só jogar a rede e puxar a rede. Era só jogar a rede e puxar. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pesca e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Se sabe que muda o tempo, se sabe que o tempo vira, e o tempo virou. Maurino quer de aguentar, aguentou. Dada quer de labutar, labutou. Um Zeca esse nem falou. Jogar a rede, puxar a rede. Só jogar a rede, puxar. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Maurino, Dada e Zé Caô embarcaram de manhã. Era quarta-feira santa, dia de pescar e de pescador. Quarta-feira santa, dia de pescador. Era só jogar a rede, puxar a rede. 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 Só jogar a rede, puxar.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Paolo Bonacci, the Italian composer, jazz drummer and percussionist. He lived in Norway starting in the late 70s. He just passed away at 65. Paolo Vannacci just passed away at 65, like I just said. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Herr Schmidt fet, herr Schmidt slem. Han hakker til å ha et hjem. Han for jævlig, rett og slett. Han det mest gjennomført ekle du har sett.
The next radio obituary is for Denise Nickerson, the American child actor who played Violet Beauregard in the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She was also Allison on The Electric Company. She was in the soap opera Dark Shadows. Also the CBS soap Search for Tomorrow. Denise Nickerson just passed away at 62. She also did some stage work in those younger years. So we're going to start with a little something from Lolita, My Love, as part of the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
This is Saturday. It's a holiday.
Oh, which one?
Mine. I'm on vacation from teacher-child communication. Hey. One day for lying, out crying, and not even thinking about how to
garden, her adorable profile comes within 3 inches of my bared eyeball. I am humbled to the horse at the gate. Monday through Friday, 8:15 every morning, she goes to school. Farewell, my hot, downy darling. Friday, 4 p.m., Hayes and I collect her in the car. 4:18, my knuckles brush against her blue jean. I almost lose consciousness. God, I'm repulsive. Saturday, a.m., she brings me my breakfast.
Why can't Saturday come right through Sunday?
Can't you see? It makes everlasting gobstoppers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
That's right. For children with very little pocket money, you can suck them forever. What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. The creation of a confectionery giant. Finito!
Loompa, Loompa, Loompa-dee-doompa, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, Loompa, Loompa-da-dee-pa, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live in happiness too, like the Oompa Loompa Loompa Dee Doo.
I didn't even think to count before I came back on mic here, so let's do that very quickly. One, two, three, four. The pre and penultimate radio obituary tonight is for Rip Torn, the American actor, voice artist, and comedian. I always think he's best known for his work in The Larry Sanders Show, for which he was nominated for 6 Emmys. But he was also in Men in Black and all kinds of stuff. But to me, the most interesting thing I realized today you know, kind of forgot that he was in The Man Who Fell to Earth. Paul Simon's film One Trick Pony. I just kind of forgot about things like this. But then I remembered upon reading about it that he ventured into directing in 1988 with the movie The Telephone. Screenplay was written by Terry Southern and Harry Nilsson. Produced by their company. It was written with Robin Williams in mind, but he turned it down. Whoopi Goldberg expressed a strong interest, but when production began, Rip Torn reportedly had to contend with her constantly digressing and improvising and had to plead with her to perform takes that stuck to the script. People hate that movie. I think I saw it when it came out, but I'm not sure anymore. Rip Torn just passed away at 88. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Forlorn. Turns out he's still alive. Pink bag for Rip Torn. No one knows what is kept. And daily brings him back. For years where he has slept. Inside the mystery sack. Inside the mystery sack. Think back for Rip Torn. Think back for Rip Torn. Think back for Rip Torn. Pink bag. Pink bag. He'd tell the world if could. Oath of silence sworn. Pumpkin peel, moonlike shell. So many wait unborn. One day his ticket's torn. His turn for the sheet. Gone but never gone at all. Rip will rest in peace. Rip will rest in peace. Think back for Rip Torn. Think back for Rip Torn. Think back for Rip Torn.
You're still tuned to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This remains Bubbles in the Think Tank. I continue to be Belinda. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Lee Iacocca, the American automobile executive. He was best known for the development of the Ford Mustang and Pinto cars in the late 1960s, and later for reviving the Chrysler Corporation. Lee Iacocca just passed away at 94. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Coming through with Chrysler Plymouth. Don't miss the new Plymouth Duster. It's the big difference in small cars.
Chrysler Plymouth. Coming through.
The exciting new Duster does.
Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight. And the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't buy a head of lettuce. No, the economic forecast isn't right. But amidst the clouds, I spot a shining ray. I can even glimpse a new and better way. And I've devised a plan of action. Worked it down to the last fraction. And I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what they did. Iacocca will be when my creditors are screaming for their dough.
For their dough!
I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler. They'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they can do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's a liberal education. Ain't you kinda glad that I'm in debt to you? 'Cause I'm changing my name to Chrysler. The first amphibians crawled out of the slime. I love that line a whole lot. Even if Tom didn't write the rest of the song, it'd be worth it just for that line. Let's just do it again for me. You can sing along too. It's when the first, since the first amphibians crawled out of the slime of the slime. Goes like that. Since the first amphibians crawled out of the slime. We've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking. And it's sad that failure is an awful crime. Well, it's been that way for a millennium or two. But now it seems that there's a different point of view. If you're a corporate Titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress, there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what they did for my Coca. Will be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am headed for that great receiving line.
Let's see, the antepenultimate radio obituary tonight is for Brendan Grace, the Irish comedian and singer best known for his comedy schoolboy character Bottler Murphy from the 1995 film Moondance. He was also in the Irish TV sitcoms Father Ted. Oh, no, it was the sitcom Father Ted. And he had a big hit with the 1975 song The Combine Harvester. It was a number one in Ireland. Brendan Grace just passed away at 68. He's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, I always do enjoy speaking about my family. And it's nice to talk about your family. Isn't it nice to talk about your family? Testing, is it? No, it's nice to talk about your family, and my uncle, 78 years of age, and I always feel if I speak about my family, I'm not offending anybody, because I'm speaking about ourselves. And I have an uncle, 78, and a wonderful, wonderful man, and very, very special person. He's actually my godfather, and has a bit of a reputation for, you know, for the women, if you don't mind me saying so. He has touch of the Benny Hills. You know the kind of a person I'm talking about. Well, he's grey-haired. Not that I'm saying anything about grey hair, by the way. There's nothing wrong with grey hair, fellas. That's true. Ask anybody who's bald. And, but he has grey hair. He has a head of grey hair, but that doesn't mean anything either. snow on the roof, plenty of fire in the cellar. That's what people say. And he chases the women. He makes no apologies about this. He's chasing the women. It's not as if my aunt doesn't know. She's his wife. She hears the rumors. You know, the neighbors tell her everything. You know, your husband is chasing women.
Tash says, listen, you see dogs chasing cars, but they can't drive.
This uncle of mine would blow your mind. He really is the funniest guy. He really is. I want to give you an example. This is between ourselves, and as I said, I think we're among friends. My uncle has the reputation, and just around Halloween, the long weekend, he decided he wanted to go and give himself, you know, get himself away for the weekend on his own. He kind of felt lucky, if you get my drift. So he went along to the chemist shop, you see, and he was ordering, you know, the, you all know what I'm going to say, don't you? They're in the chemists nowadays, you know. They weren't when I was a young lad. We couldn't get the things now that you see on the counter. You know, the condominiums. I couldn't believe the height of them. They're everywhere in the chemist. Years ago, when I was a teenager, you couldn't get... They weren't even called that name, sure they weren't, fellas? No? Are you with me? Foreign correspondent. We must have been idiots.